And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Cointreau.
Welcome to the studio, Tom from Hancock's. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Great to see you again. You were here for the spiritual guide, I don't know, like maybe a couple months ago?
It was September, early September.
It felt like I've sort of got a foggy memory. It might have been quite a powerful spiritual guide,
We did Irish spirits. Okay. Irish whiskies, I should say.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was good. I was overdressed then, and I've decided to come underdressed today.
A bit more mixing
it up. Yeah.
Well, I mean, is Cointreau, because this is a Cointreau cocktail corner, is Cointreau like a casual liqueur?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the funny thing is because I reckon a lot of people still have a dusty bottle of Cointreau sitting in their parents' liquor cabinet.
There's a bottle of that in my parents' liquor cabinet house up north.
It's
right
like
now,
that one
probably.
Thing that is always around because it's pretty versatile, you know. You can drink it by itself, you can chuck it over a little bit of vanilla ice cream, you can chuck it in your coffee, make cocktails with it. It's a bloody good little spirit.
If you're going to drink it by itself, do you drink it on ice? Best served on ice, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you totally can. I mean, how you like it is how you like it. But yeah, it works very well chilled for sure.
Okay.
It's a tasty little number, that one.
Now, is it the number? Is it the like the OG ingredient for a margarita?
It is indeed. It is.
In a lot of cocktails, it is the
OG because it is the OG orange liqueur. So it is. Yeah. It goes well in everything, and today we're gonna do the margarita,
okay,
which is another OG. So
you've got a few bottles on the deck. Well, I mean, I guess you can talk us through it, Tom. You can probably start making it. We've got Hancock's have sort of, I'm guessing, kind of donated some coupe glasses to BFM, and they're on ice.
You've got
a couple of Boston shakers on the deck, and. Don't let me stop you. Just get into it. Talk us through it.
Yeah. So you're damn right. Coupe glasses, but they also you've got margarita glasses as well. So, which is sort of it's got bumps on the side. If you've been to a bar before, you would have seen. I won't try and describe it on radio, but just going too
deep
there.
It's a glass of bumps on the side, all right?
Yeah.
It's like, a really nice glass. Okay?
Just ask for a margarita in a bar, and that's the glass that they make margaritas in. But so there's. I'm not going to get too. I was going to go into like origin stories and stuff, but there are several origin stories for where margaritas came from. But basically, it's a post-prohibition cocktail, so sort of came around in the 30s and 40s. Mm. A lot of people think because there were a lot of people ducking down to Mexico to get their hit, and some people say that it was based on an old. Cocktail called the Daisy. It's called the Brandy Daisy, which is obviously a brandy cocktail. But in Spanish, margarita means daisy, or daisy
really?
Means margarita. Hey. So that is one of the origins. There's a couple of others. There's this American socialite called Margarita who used to have these big lavish parties, and she used to love serving her favorite tequila cocktail. Every cocktail's got several stories, but the main thing is that with this cocktail, it's super easy to make. We got four ingredients up here on the table, and all you need is a shaker and a glass and lots of ice, and obviously a measuring implement. As far as shakers go, we've got the Boston shaker here, but for anyone at home, if you want to make a cocktail, if you can shake something in it, then you can make a cocktail in it. If you've got a thermos flask, that's a shaker there.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, real easy to make, and it's a real easy recipe as well. So it's basically one part, two part, three part.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Yes.
Have you ever tried to shake a drink like using a phone book or the Yellow Pages as
what?
A lid for the glass?
That sounds terrible.
That'd take a fair bit of
you'd have to really hold the
effort.
Do you know how strong the
coordination
you'd have to
be to
do that?
Okay.
You'd have to hold the phone book, which is already heavy, on a glass and then shake that as you would.
Johnny.
Okay, no, I'm just, I was curious.
Could work.
Okay, anyway. Yeah.
We'll do that next week.
Just do a challenge.
So it's real easy to make. So you've got tequila and obviously Cointreau are the main spirits. We've got an Añejo tequila, which you'll see is quite a dark tequila. It's El Jimador Añejo. Really, really well made, 100% blue agave tequila, which is the only kind of tequila you want to drink. It's yeah, you're gonna get the full flavor there.
What?
You're so.
I thought it was a pop top.
Oh, you can't do a pop. Mm. Oh, sorry, I should have just bought a cork
it smells,
bottle.
It's
just
kind of got a kind of the sort of caramel.
I love tequila.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that's like we spoke of with the Irish whiskies, the barrel. Mm. These guys have really warm climates. Yeah, and so you get some really good flavors. But you can make it with a Blanco tequila as well. So if you're not a big fan of dark spirits, Blanco tequila or white tequila is a really good way to go, because you still get that beautiful agave flavor, but you're getting the lime and the orange, which are our other flavors. So Cointreau obviously is the big heavy hitter here, because that brings that beautiful orange flavor, and then just a little tickle of lime and a tickle of agave nectar, and we're good to go.
Agave nectar, where the heck do I get that from?
So all of these products you'll find in your trusty Glengarry store, but most retailers will be selling this sort of stuff, because I mean, to be honest, margaritas are massive at the moment, so they'll have all the...
Bill's just laughing because I'm writing a shopping list. Because I'm going to write down the measurements, Bill.
For people who can't see as well, it's like a proper like spiral bound at the top notebook. They have to flip the page over.
Does it have a lock on it?
It looks like it's a cutter.
No, it's someone else's notepad.
That's not a secret diary then.
An enemies list on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Frenemies. People to murder. Yeah. Great. Hope I'm not on
okay, there. So you're measuring out the El Jimador?
I am measuring out the El Jimador, yeah. So my recipe that I'm going today is 45 mils of tequila.
This is just going straight into the shaker?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm making two cocktails though, aren't I?
Is it on ice in the shaker?
Yeah, but we chuck all our ingredients in first.
Okay.
So we'll do that first, and then the ice goes in afterwards. So we got our... tequila, and then we're gonna.
So, El Jimador.
It's making great radio, right?
What was the number? Sorry, what was this El Jimador there?
So El Jimador is just a Mexican tequila.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an añejo. But you can use Blanco as well. So white or dark. But yeah, as you said, those caramel flavors are gonna come through in the cocktail as well.
Yeah, blue agave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, blue agave is the only kind of tequila you like, regardless of what brand. That's the only way to go.
And how much, so Cointreau being the star of the show, how much are you chucking in?
So there's 30 mils.
Okay. Yep, just writing that down.
And then I've got my little fresh squeezed lime juice as well. You can get cold pressed lime juice as well. I've cheated a little bit today and got cold pressed lime juice, but you can't, you know, when you're paying $30 a kg for limes.
Can you, it's a good way to go. Can you tell the difference between fresh squeeze and cold press?
Not particularly, but you do, when you have the fresh limes, you have the ability to garnish, so you can shave off a bit of peel, chuck that in the top, make it look fancy and
pretty.
Impress people. Mm. But if you aren't in the game of impressing people, then just get a bottle of lime juice.
And sounds like you, Johnny.
Save your Skrilla.
So how much lime juice?
So lime juice, we are going 15 mils each, but I'm doubling up, so that's 30 mils.
15 mil.
And then a little tickle of agave nectar as well.
Which I can get from Glengarry.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so this is
actually... Wow, it pours off so much smoother than honey. I thought it was going to be way more honey consistency, but it really just
how much?
Slides off.
When you say how much? A dash? Right, a dash? Right. How many?
A dash, yeah, like 10, 15 mils.
10 mil?
Thereabouts. Yep. Just, I mean, that's one that you add to your taste. If you like things sweet, then obviously you're going to want it a little bit sweeter. But yeah, generally just a wee little tickle. And I have my my pre-iced glasses ready to go. My coupe glasses. That's what the good bartender ices their glasses. So you got a nice chilled cocktail. What you can also do is, if you do have those fresh limes, you can rub the lime just around the lip of the glass and just dab that in some salt. Flaky sea salt is the best, but what I generally do, again, if you're making for other people, just salt half the glass, but if you like your salt, use lots of it. If you don't like salt, don't do it.
Okay.
Easy as that. And then, yeah, so it's as easy as that. You whack all that into your shaker, and you shake like mad.
Okay.
Lots of ice.
So Tom is literally adding ice to the Boston.
Whoa.
There we go. It's full to
That's
the brim.
So much ice. That actually is so much ice.
And yeah, ice is your friend, so lots of ice is good.
Oh, so we're going to get a bit of dilution here.
Yeah, so generally you get a little bit of dilution, but the main thing is you're just chilling it down. So 7 to 10 seconds. I can't count, but that seems like about 7 to 10 seconds. And then we pour away.
Phil?
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're feeling positive about this?
I'm excited.
Do you know what? I love a good cocktail that would just has a couple of key ingredients.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Do you make cocktails at home, Johnny?
Occasionally.
My dad's a really good cocktail maker.
Is he?
Yeah.
You can try this and see how
he
stacks up to Tom.
He never makes anything super that I would like, though. He's always making something weird and like from the 20s that he's found online, which are not like... I mean, I know a lot of cocktails are from them, but like something super obscure that doesn't taste very nice.
Oh, that's the...
Still love you, Dad.
That's the way to go, you know? Once you get into it, you get a bit nerdy with it.
Shit, that's good. That's quite delicious.
How we go? You don't look convinced.
I love it.
No,
the
thing is with the margarita, I always associate the salt with the margarita.
Yeah.
Why am I getting salt? Is it just because I'm like programmed? Because there's no salt in this, right?
No, not at all. No, but quite often people will use table salt.
Yes.
And table salt is just a little bit too much. You just want a real light touch of it.
Okay.
But you can do sugar as well. I mean, some people get a bit funky with it. You know, you can do a sugar rim. You can do... like flavored sugar, you can mix something in with it, and really go.
This
to town.
Is so nice.
This is the thing with these coupe glasses, bad, Pearl. Though, right? It's just like gulp,
yeah,
gulp.
That's
gulp,
what I was
gulp.
Thinking.
Well, they serve. It's the same with martinis. Martinis is about that much, and apparently you're meant to finish a martini in 3 sips.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So don't feel bad. That's what it's there for.
Tom, if you're recommending a stage of the night, you're like, what stage of the night, afternoon, midday, when's margarita time?
See,
4 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, this is the great thing about margaritas, is the anytime you're in that sort of mood to treat yourself, that's the time. Because it's a treat, eh?
It's so nice.
You've got a little bit of that sour, you've got a little bit of that sweet, you've got that beautiful tequila flavour coming through.
So much tang, I love it.
And then, of course, that beautiful underlying orange. And I mean, Cointreau is the way to go because they use orange to make it. There's a lot of triple secs out there, there's a lot of other liqueurs, but these are the guys who've been doing it for... I think, what is it, 16? I gotta read. I'm not into years, but 1849. So I mean,
quite a while.
Almost as old as
New Zealand.
This fine country that we
yeah,
that
it's
we
like 9 years old, 9 years younger
and,
than us.
Yeah, and a family brand too. So the same OGs have been OGing.
This is extremely good.
Actually. I was like, what? Where's the salt? Is there salt? But now I'm like, yo.
I'm
definitely getting the orange.
So yeah, I mean, so you've got, the cool thing is as well is that, yeah, you can mix it up. So you've got your darker tequilas, your reposados and your añejos, and then you've got your blanco tequila, but also you can serve it in different ways as well. So if it's a hot, sunny day and you've got a bunch of the mates there, you can batch up large batches, whack in a scoop of ice, chuck it in the blender, and you've got a frozen margarita.
Yeah, frozen margarita. That's
the
what
old
I was thinking.
Margarita.
We've got a text here, Tom. There's some funky punctuation going on.
Oh, here we go.
It just says, I personally have enjoyed margaritas for over 35 years. Do you find the end result of the evening different to any other liqueur?
Wow. That's
like, is the end result of a margarita any different to anything else?
I mean, I drink responsibly, so
okay.
Drinking these all night as quickly as you drink beers, you'd be on your ass
in
not long at all.
Imagine a 6-pack of these.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
Maybe it's a good idea to not drink it throughout the night.
Yeah.
But it's a nice treat. But I mean, to be honest, like if I was at home and I had all this stuff, this is what I'd be sticking to, really.
Yeah, nice.
Mm. Or I mean, you build up, and that's the whole reason why people have big, cocktail, shelves, because you know you can mix it up. Hey, what are we going to have next? I feel like something a bit lighter.
Mm.
Let's go with a white lady.
Is that the one that's just gin and vodka?
That was the one that you guys did last week. Yeah,
oh, it was
just
so good.
Doing a double pint for the
Cointreau
there.
So
And it was a bit of lime, I think, as well. Gin, vodka, lime.
That's strong.
Yeah. But that's it, you know, like it's, yeah, keep it simple. But yeah, if you got a bottle of Cointreau there, then you, it's easy to yeah, to go from cocktail to cocktail. But yeah, as a starter, as a finisher, or something to last you through the night, I reckon margaritas are, it's the way to go. Eh?
Well, that one was bloody delicious.
Yeehaw.
Seal of approval.
All right. Well, you've won Pearl seal of approval. You've also won mine. Yes. Tom from Hancock's, thank you very much. Hey,
thank
a big
you.
Thank you to Cointreau as well.
Yeah.
By the way.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Cointreau.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Cointreau.